Item 476.
Proclaim May 15, 2016 to be HEFA Day in Portland.
Mr. Fish, would you like to start? I've got a proclamation here as well.
Thank you, Mayor. We need four
Crystal,
seats.
Crystal, you need to leave because we have to bring people up. So please let them come up. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor, this is a special day in the city of Portland, and we celebrate HEFA Day with a proclamation and some very honored guests. So I'd like to invite our honored guests forward: Tim Boyle, President and CEO of Columbia Sportswear; Andy Thomas, CEO of the Craft Brew Alliance; Kurt Widmer, and Rob Widmer.
Bring up another chair, if you would, please. Make yourselves comfortable. You two have been working together a long time, you know.
The way we celebrate really big deals is the mayor issues a proclamation and declares that the entire city will honor someone or an organization for something really neat. And the mayor has issued a proclamation, and I want to tee it up just with some preliminary comments. Today, we get the chance to celebrate a great local company, Widmer Brothers, its visionary founders, Kurt and Rob Widmer, and their signature beer. And we honor Kurt on his well-earned retirement. We are so proud that Widmer Brothers calls Portland home. We're proud that Widmer Brothers is one of our largest water customers, and that Bull Run Water is one of the keys to their success, and that their signature beer, the HEFA Weizen, is one of the great American beers. Today, the mayor has given me the great honor of reading a proclamation that he has issued. Then we'll hear from our honored guests, and then we'll take some commentary from the council. Whereas in 1979, home brewing became legalized in Oregon, paving the way for brothers Kurt and Rob Widmer to begin making beer they actually liked. And whereas in 1984, the Widmer brothers quit their jobs and cobbled together their first brewery on Northwest Lovejoy, which was filled with retired dairy tanks and vessels intended for nuclear power plants. And whereas on April 2nd, 1984, Widmer Brothers Brewing was officially founded and provided delicious German-influenced Altbier and Weizenbier to Portlanders. And whereas in 1988, they joined Bridgeport and Portland Brewing Company to launch the Oregon Brewers Festival, which now hosts over 80 breweries and 80,000 people annually. And whereas by 1990, they moved to their current location in North Portland and renamed their brewery the Widmer Brothers Brewing Company. And whereas this May 15th marks 30 years from the very first delivery of Widmer Brothers Hefeweizen, the first American-style Hefeweizen, which is still Oregon's best-selling craft beer. And whereas over the last three decades, the Widmer Brothers have pioneered Portland's brewing industry using our very own Bull Run Water and have transformed from a small local business into an internationally renowned company. And whereas Widmer Brothers Brewing Company calls Portland home and continues to brew delicious craft beer right here in our community. And whereas Kurt Widmer has enjoyed a long and remarkable career as a master of craft brewing, contributing to the history of craft beer and to Portland, and we wish him the best in his retirement. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, I'm Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 15th, 2006 to be HEFA Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Mayor, can we suspend the rules?
We can. It's here at the Widmer House.
You want to make an introductory comment?
At just at an appropriate time and place, the way to observe this day would be to have a nice, tall, cold Hefeweizen. And I think a lot of us have great memories of what you and your company have done for this city, big and small, like my brother from Virginia on a sunny day like this on my back porch while we were barbecuing, and he'd only had industrial beer. And I said, help yourself to one of those in the refrigerator, and now he drinks craft beer. Or the day that you opened your bottling line, and I was there to see that machinery come to life. Wasn't it 8 bottles a second, I think, at the first? So the first the first craft brewery to have a bottling line. It was such an amazing moment to see that thing flying by, filling those bottles. So great memories of what your company's done for the craft beer movement and what you've done for our city. And now with more breweries than any city in the world, look what you started. So it's great to have all of you here this morning. Welcome.
Mayor, what better way to kick off this celebration than to have the president and CEO of another great Oregon company join us, and it's my honor to turn it over to Tim Boyle.
Mr. Mayor, honored commissioners, I'm tremendously proud to be here today as Kurt's honored by the City of Portland, who proclaims May 11th, 2016 to be Hef Day. Hef, which as we all know is beer lingo for Hefeweizen, the smooth, opaque, and utterly delicious German-style wheat beer that Kurt and his brother Rob first brewed at 14th and Lovejoy on May 15th, 1986. Since that malted miracle day, the Widmer Brothers Institution has expanded to include many brands, but none more Portland than Hef. In 1990, the brewery moved to its current location and has been expanded many times. So in 2008, Widmer Brothers combined with Red Hook Brewery to form CBA, which is a publicly listed company here in Portland. In the last 8 years alone, CBA / Widmer Brewers has brewed more than 250 million pints of Hef, which I have consumed at least a portion of. So I'm honored today to have all the members of the board of directors from CBA and
Why don't we have them stand and be recognized, the board members.
Good morning. Let's welcome.
Give them a round of applause. Thank you.
We're here to help honor our founder and our friend, Kurt Widmer.
So should I turn it over to Andy before we come to the Widmers?
Sure, real quickly.
Andy Thomas is the CEO of the Craft Brew Alliance. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor and commissioners, those first drops of Haifa helped create a tidal wave, which is candidly still sweeping across the nation. With more than 4,000 active breweries in the U.S. and hundreds more in planning. More locally, though, currently, the brewing industry contributes nearly $3 billion to the economy of Oregon, and both directly and indirectly employs nearly 30,000 people. So I think it's fair to say that Kurt and Rob's story, embodied in Haifa, is clearly one worthy of the pioneering spirit of Portland and of Oregon. So on behalf of all of the employees and stakeholders of Craft Brew Alliance and Widmer Brothers, I am proud to humbly sit before you and testify to that pioneering spirit of Kurt and Rob that has clearly touched literally thousands and millions beyond their modest beginnings here in the Rose City, Portland. Kurt?
Rob?
Mr. Mayor, council members, good morning. I'm Rob Widmer. Kurt and I are Portland natives, and we're really proud of the city. Portland is recognized throughout the country as Beervana, and really around the world as a center for excellent beer and brewing. And we're extremely proud that we played a role in establishing that reputation. And thank you so much for the excellent, excellent brewing water.
Kurt, welcome.
Good morning. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor and council members. This is truly an honor. On behalf of Rob and myself, the entire Widmer family, our extremely savvy board of directors, and 250 of our colleagues who are back at the brewery making delicious beer, I'm very pleased to accept this recognition. This is very kind of you, and I do appreciate it. As a Portland native, I've always been proud to call Portland home. There's simply no better place to live. And fortuitously, there's no better place to be a brewer because there are no more sophisticated, discriminating, and enthusiastic beer drinkers than are found here in Portland. With continuous support from Portland City Government, we are proud of the part Widmer Brothers Haifa has played in creating this iconic endeavor. So again, thank you very much personally and from everybody at the brewery, too.
Gentlemen, thank you. Before we take a picture, it's a tradition to have council members make some comments. So starting with Commissioner Novick.
Two things. One, I think we should salute Jimmy Carter, who did legalize home brewing, one of his many achievements in the area of human rights. And I also wanted to say that although since I've gotten old and fat, I've cut down on my beer consumption, I do make exceptions for Hefeweizen. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
My brother used to do homebrews when he was 18. He was not nearly as successful or as delicious as yours. I have a question, and that is, as the founders of this brand, we've heard various pronunciations of it this morning. How would you like us to say it? Since I'm going to be appearing at Pioneer Courthouse Square on Saturday, I'd like to say it the way you'd like it said.
Haifa.
Haifa. Haifa. Haifa. We're all going to get that. I will certainly get it right on Saturday. And I believe there's a 12 to 5 celebration at Pioneer Courthouse Square on Saturday. Is that correct? And everybody's welcome. Yet another great
Sunday.
Sunday. Well done. Don't come on Saturday. Well, come to Pioneer Courthouse Square on Saturday, too. I'm sure there's something great going on, but this one's on Sunday. My days are getting... Thank you, Commissioner. And thank you for the work that you do. And I particularly want to thank you for the restaurant that's next to the brewery. I think that has also set the standard for good pub food compared with just we're required to have this. So here you are, his French fries or whatever. It certainly has been a favorite from my family for quite some time, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
So obviously not all of our German is up to par. So Hefeweizen means half wheat, right? What's Haifa?
Haifa is yeast.
Yeast, ah.
Weizen is wheat.
Ah, okay. So, all right, thank you for our education. It's important to know the root origin of these terms that apply to something that we love. Thank you.
Well, I would just like to say I'm awed to be in the presence of two fantastic homegrown companies, Widmer Brothers and Columbia Sportswear. I mean, your stories are phenomenal. I mean, I guess we can thank the demise of the nuclear energy industry for the start of Widmer Brothers. I didn't know that connection before, but you really are two homegrown successes, and we really appreciate everything you've done for us. And, Kurt, I've always appreciated the tours you've provided me of your facilities and the opportunity to have lunch with both of you. It's really been meaningful to me over the years, and I wish you all the success in your retirement. I understand. I think I read you're going to be doing a lot of traveling, and that sounds great. And I just thank you, both companies, for your investments in Portland and its people. Thank you.
We're going to ask you to stick around a second to take a picture, but I also just want to close first by thanking Liam Frost. Liam, would you stand? Liam was more excited about this day than even the Widmer brothers. And it comes at a very important week in Liam's life because 2 days ago he was sworn in as a United States citizen. Let's give Liam a round of applause. And I want to thank Tim Boyle for taking time out of his busy schedule to be here. I visited with Tim a few months ago at Columbia Sportswear, and he and Peter Bragdon and I actually on a Friday afternoon had a beer. And not surprisingly, it was a Hefeweizen, which he serves in the cafeteria of his great complex. And Tim, thank you for joining us. And to my friends Kurt and Rob, I just want to say, in addition to just being great business people, you guys are wonderful community members. And one of the things I love is that you never seek the limelight about what you do, but you do a ton of stuff, and in your signature way, which is quietly and without any fanfare. And the city really is so proud that you are here and expanding and succeeding. And thank you. And thank you for the support you've given me as the Water Bureau Commissioner. I know once upon a time you were among those who had a constructive set of criticisms about the way we did our business. And you've become not just great customers, but great supporters of our mission. So thank you for that. And Andy, thank you for joining us today. And good luck with the stock today on the market. Mayor, why don't we take a photograph?
Let's do, please.
This is what it is to be a Widmer brother. I have to ask, by the way, now that you're selling Haifa in a can as well as a bottle, which is the better selling?
Two bottles.
I personally think it tastes better in a bottle, but just as my own, I'm sure it's the same.
We're working on that.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Thanks very much. And by the way,
okay, we have